The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Can buy me a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy 4th of July to you and your family. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, it's time for Boat Smart. And Mr. Schmidt is here in the house with us this morning. Oh, hello, man. Mr. Schmidt.
How are you doing?
Well, I was good till I found out I've been mispronouncing your name for the last six months.
Actually, you are not mispronouncing it. Everybody else does.
Oh, okay.
But it was funny because the people at school like, she's calling you Stefan, and it's supposed to be Stefan, because everybody at school called me Stefan.
Stefan, right? Yeah. And
except for my students, they call me Mr. Schmidt, which I find really weird. But anyway,
I just avoided the whole topic. I'm just going to call you Mr. Schmidt.
That was pretty good. I like that.
Well, the reason is because I was in Germany for about 6 weeks. So yeah. in my mind, I hear the German. So it was Stefan Schmidt.
It is right, but yeah, everybody else does it wrong, so I've been wrong all my life, so in other words, it is what it is.
I need to have a Southern accent, go Stefan.
It adds weird stuff to it, don't it?
Stefan, is that it? Yeah. Stefan Schmidt.
Yeah, well, we'll just stick with whatever. I go by a lot of names. Some of them I can't say on air, but whatever.
Your wife has a few chosen ones,
Sometimes.
And that's Stephanie, right?
That's right.
Well,
can you say that one in German?
I was going to say Stephanie.
There you go. That worked too. So, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620. We're just having a little fun here on the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. What a great day it's going to be.
It's one of my favorite holidays because it's just fun. It's just fun to be with family and friends and out in the water, and just it's great.
Just proudly fly the flag. I love the American flag. I have one in my front yard. I put one on my boat, And today's just the day where you see a lot more out there,
Well, I've seen a picture of your boat, and as much as I love the American flag, there's a very sharp flag on that boat.
Yeah.
It's a Georgia Bulldog flag.
You like the Georgia Bulldog flag, and I have a Gators flag on there too.
Well, that
the Gators
so
flag
funny.
Just a little bit higher than the Georgia dog, but the American flag highest of all. So that's how we fly out there, how we do it,
I'm with you on that one then.
Yep. 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Remember, they are your Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, Cox Diesel Engine, at MerCruiser Repower Center. So they can help you out on all your repower needs. They have specials going for labor on repowers as well. So check them out on their website, KeyMarineCenter.com, or go to their Facebook page as well. They have a Facebook page, and they put a lot of stuff on their consignments and things like that. So, yep, Key Marine. They've been sponsoring us for quite a while, and we really appreciate that. I have not been in school this week.
Well, you have, I hate you for it, but I've been working all week. What can I say?
Yeah, well, I've been working around the yard and stuff, so I have been doing some stuff done, But
that's okay.
But I have made some visits and things, so I'm still working, but not getting paid.
Gotcha.
So I'm still working. I seem like I work all the time.
Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning because you didn't have to. It's 4th of July, so I really appreciate you coming in because actually you brought me some notes of some really, I think, important things to talk about, especially if folks are, maybe just had breakfast with the family and now you're getting ready to go out on the water.
Yeah.
You've got some pretty good tips here.
Yeah. Maybe you can text us today. Are you going out to see the fireworks by boat today?
Yeah.
Tonight. Not today. Tonight.
Tonight.
Right?
850-437-1620.
Text us. Let us know if you're doing that. Or are you going to Blue Angels next week? Maybe you have a question about that. Maybe it's your first time doing either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can help you out with some tips on that as well because, it can get a little crazy at both of these events.
Very crowded on the water.
You have fireworks at Pensacola Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You have fireworks downtown. We are going to the Milton Fireworks.
Correct. They have them up here in Santa Rosa County.
Yep, their Riverwalk area over there. And they actually put on a great fireworks show, too. I don't want to pull anybody away from Pensacola or nothing.
Oh, no, no, no. It's all good. It's all good. It's all across the coast. Navarre has it, too. Navarre.
So we kind of go one year we go to Pensacola, one year we go to Milton. I've never been to Pensacola Beach, though.
Oh, they're the best.
You have to try that.
Yes.
Maybe next year we'll do that one.
I personally can recommend them highly.
Okay, all right. So we can do that one, too.
Haven't been out there.
Yeah. So this afternoon, we're putting the boat in the water. Of course, it's going to be around noon, and we were talking about boat ramps last week.
I know. Is this amateur hour today?
Well, it could be. But hopefully, when I get there, the problem that I'm going to have, here's the problem I'm going to have, and you can think about this, okay, as a boater. When do you put your boat in the water? Everybody tries to do it early, right?
Right.
Early in the morning so you can get a place to park your trailer. That is a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there enough parking? I know that. I go to Galvez, and if you're not there by 10 o'clock in the morning, you're not getting a parking place, and you got to scramble.
Oh, gosh.
Even what is that that park over there off of Bower Road? I can't remember the name of it, where you go in there, and you pay to go in, and sometimes you can't get a parking place there either. So
and you're talking about for your trailer.
Yeah, for your trailer. You know, once you get your boat in the water, what do you do with your trailer, right?
Right, right.
So today I have a plan, okay?
Look out. Are you sure you want to share this?
Well, I'm not going to give them the address or
anything. Oh, okay, good.
So there's somebody that we know that lives close to the boat ramp, mm-hmm. and they have plenty of parking in front of their house on their road. So if we have an issue when I put my boat in and I don't have a place to put a trailer, I'm parking at their house about a quarter mile away or so.
Well, that was smart
at this
planning.
Boat ramp, right?
Very smart.
I am putting in a boat ramp I've never put in before. So it's, again, I do this a lot. I put boats in the water a lot, and I've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
It does make me a little nervous to put a boat in a ramp that I've never done before because you don't know exactly, what's going on, especially if it's crowded and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. If you're familiar with a ramp, it's so much easier.
Is there a boat ramp etiquette?
There should be, and
there
is.
I mean, is there
yes.
like you cut in front of somebody, you let them go first? I mean, how does that all work?
You really need to watch what's going on. And basically, it's kind of let's say somebody's taking their boat out, and you're going to put in.
Right.
So you let them get out of your way, and you kind of look around and see who's lined up next.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to a point where I've gotten out of my truck and say, are you next? Or, I don't want to cut you off or anything like that. You can ask, were you putting in or are you pulling out? What's going on here, in a situation? Because sometimes you don't know whether the boat is going in or they just pulled their boat out, depending on when you get there. So it is okay to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there is kind of an etiquette. And the main thing is don't block the ramp.
Right.
When you're taking a boat out, right? You want to pull off to the side, to the loading area or something like that, where you secure your boat and all that. You try not to block the ramp on that
part. So get it out and then do all that other stuff somewhere else?
Yeah. And me, I have my boat loaded. When I get to the ramp, I don't mess around. I do everything at the house.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when I put the boat in, I'm good to go.
That's smart.
I don't have to put everything on the boat. I just grab my wallet, my drink, my phone, and I'm on the boat. Right.
Smart.
That's the way I like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You do see a lot of people load at boat ramps. They start putting their gear on the boat in the ramp.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
Yeah. Because that takes a long time and that holds up everybody else.
Or they're waiting on other people and, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's some etiquette to it.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is to be patient. And courteous, and understand not everybody does a great job putting a boat on there.
What's the biggest mistake that you see?
Well, the other night I was, remember I talked about Galvez?
Yes.
I did a sunset cruise at Galvez the other day, and Galvez has terrible current. If the tide's going in or out, that current rushes through there. I mean, it is fast, okay? And we were trying to put the boat back on the trailer. It was dark, and my ego got ahead of me.
No.
Yeah, I don't need the spotlight. I can see and all this stuff. Well, the older you get, the less you can see, actually.
Right? No comment.
So I backed the boat down in the ramp. My wife gets in the truck, and so I could not get the boat on the trailer. Every time I brought the boat around, the back end, it was rushing so hard, it pushed the back end around. And I had a really hard time with it. And I was getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I finally, she was in the truck. I had to get her out of the truck to help me where I could see because I couldn't see the trailer. So it was a mess. And it was one of those days where putting the boat back on the trailer that day didn't work out for me real well. I had to try it like 3 or 4 times and finally got it on there. But
gosh, I'm surprised because you know so much about it.
So much. Sometimes it's just the day, mm-hmm. You could have a crosswind. You could have boats in your way and the current, all these factors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your boat just doesn't do what you want it to do sometimes. And it just happens, And so...
I get
that. Yeah, even for me, it can be difficult.
Huh.
You know?
Well, we're talking with Stefan Schmidt, who is the Marine Services Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, and our host for this half hour is Key Marine Center. We really appreciate them for all they do for our boating community. But if you've got a question about today, getting out on the water for the fireworks this evening, definitely text in your question, or if you've got a question about your boat or anything, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. This is the expert panel, and I'm telling you, Stefan is our expert.
Unless I'm putting a boat on a trailer at Galvez Landing, then I'm
correct,
an amateur.
With the tides, etc.
Amateur hour, you know. So right. are you going to the fireworks tonight? If you are, I have some tips for you, because right now a lot of people are already out there, okay? And I've been playing around with AI a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Okay? I don't like it that much, because sometimes it makes you – I think it's going to make people stop thinking, and it's going to take over the world, apparently, you know, eventually, you know, whatever, but – I have been messing with it, and I've been doing some pictures and stuff with it, and it's really cool to around with this stuff, right?
Right?
So this morning, I'm like, I wonder what AI or whatever has to say about, it's Copilot is what I used this morning, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm advertising for Microsoft now, all right?
So there you go.
Send me that check. All right, so if they send me twice as what I make now, I'll be good shit. No, I won't. I'll
still
make
to.
Zero. Okay, anyway, all right, so... So one of the first things that came up on number one, I said, if you go out on watching the fireworks, what, you know, safety recommendation, I asked for the top 10 things.
You
know?
Cool. Okay.
So it was pretty cool. And it said, here are the top 10 safety to help you enjoy the show while keeping everyone on board safe. Number one, designate a sober skipper.
That is number one.
I like that because think about it. A lot of people are out all day.
Mm-hmm.
They're drinking. They're, you know, the sun is beating down on them, all these things, right? And you may not know that you are
toasted,
literally, by the sun and alcohol.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So you need to make sure, and I never, ever, I don't drink anyway, but I never, ever drink on, you know, I don't drink. And I don't mind if people get on my boat. If they want to have an alcohol beverage, they can do that, you know. But my wife and I, we don't drink. But if people come on board, they have beers and stuff, and I don't mind that. You
right.
know? That's their choice, right?
Yeah. Well, and I can understand that. And I think the thing that's tricky about this, like you said, you could have a beer or two, but it's the dehydration. It's the heat.
Oh, yeah.
It's the combination.
Yep.
Or maybe
yep.
you didn't eat breakfast or
yeah.
all these things that can combine together.
Yep.
Since you'll be impaired and don't even know it.
Don't even know it. My cooler is loaded down with water. That's what I drink all the time. So
well,
I drink water. So if I get stopped, I don't drink either.
So.
So if I get stopped by somebody out there on the water to check my boat, I'm probably going to be in trouble because I can't walk right anyway. So I'm going to be in trouble anyway.
Well,
they're going to think I'm intoxicated. But
I could be somebody's sober skipper.
Yeah,
at the
problem, there you go.
But the only problem is I don't know how to drive a boat.
You have to learn it. That should be a good part of that.
Just a little problem.
The skipper
problem.
Should know how to drive the boat.
But I'm sober, so
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, that's a good start, right?
So, yeah, halfway there. All right, what you got next?
The second one was life jackets, of course, you know,
right?
And it talks about making sure you have the right life jackets for the people, you know, wearing, make sure they fit and all that, and make sure they're in place.
Can you clarify for me? We've talked about this before, but when they say life jackets, nobody wants to wear a life jacket. What's the deal with that? Do you have to wear them? The kids have to. Who has
kids,
to wear them?
Certain age, and I don't want to misquote, but there is
be
a certain
out there,
age.
The patrol's
right?
going to be out there looking.
If the boat is moving, children should have life jackets on.
Okay.
To a certain age, and I think it's maybe 6 or 8. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
You guys can look that up on a website for a Florida Fishing Game, Florida Fish and Wildlife, whatever, Coast Guard. They will tell you. Okay. But if the boat's moving, the children at a certain age should have life jackets on. When it's in place, anchored or whatever, it's not necessarily true. They don't necessarily have to have them on there. I believe the little kids, you know, I'm talking about the little short people. I don't know ages.
Toddlers.
Yeah, toddlers and ones that are kind of walk funny and all that stuff. If they're on a dock on a boat, they should have a life jacket on.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
it's very important to have that. Once you, you know, we talk about that. Things happen so quick, right?
Of course.
And also make sure it fits. You can't put an adult life jacket on a kid.
No.
They'll pop right out of it if they go overboard.
Right.
And the same with a larger adult. You know, you want something that's going to fit them. So they may have to provide their own because I can't provide life jackets for everybody. You
right.
know? That make sure they fit, right?
But
I have life jackets for every person, but does it fit? That's another question.
Mm-hmm. But adults don't have to wear them all the time.
No.
But you have to have them on board.
You do have to have them on board.
Okay.
And, you know, you look goofy in an orange life jacket riding around all day, you know?
Yes.
Now, they do make nice ones that you go around and they inflate when you hit the water.
I like the ones that people wear on the...
charter boats and stuff.
No, what are the... Jet skis.
Yeah, jet skis. Now, those are... Jet ski, they're still bulky and stuff, but for a work boat and stuff, they have these smaller ones.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those, yeah.
Inflate when you get wet, you know, and they jump, you go in the water, they'll inflate automatically. Okay. Those aren't so bad. When we go out on a boat for like next week, week after next, we're going to a dealership, Marine Max, and we're going to get on a Yamaha boat with Jeff Crane. We'll have to wear life jackets.
Right.
But they're going to, he may put me in one of the big orange ones. I don't know. But anyway, usually it's the smaller ones. They don't bother you too bad, you know, the kind that inflate. So we're going to do that. You know?
Okay.
So that's going to be fun.
All right. So next on your list.
Check your lights. Make sure your lights are working. We're talking about navigation lights, right? Here's something I want to add. Spotlight. Add a spotlight because you're coming back after dark, and I like to have a spotlight on my boat to shine around a little bit. Maybe you're not 100% sure what's in front of you. Maybe you're coming in a channel and you don't see that channel marker. So I like to flash the spotlight every so often just to see what I got in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have my bottom machine and my GPS, everything, the chart plotter, all that has the markers on it, but there's stuff out there that you don't see.
Right.
So it's good to have a spotlight that's charged up and ready to go, that you can kind of flash every once in a while to make sure everything's good there.
Well, especially tonight it's all in the dark. You're going to be coming back at 9:30, 10
o'clock. Yeah, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you're heading back. So another thing that you need to do is get there early and anchor securely before, about an hour before the show starts, before sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What's sunset tonight? I don't know. The show starts at 9, Pensacola. Is that,
right,
is
9 o'clock.
For all right, so you should probably be anchored around 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Your anchoring should be secure and make sure that you're ready to go there.
And they noted this morning 1,200 feet from the port.
Right.
They will move you. They will ask you to move.
Yeah, they will move you. They have patrol boats that are running around and are checking boats and are making sure, you know. Another thing, and I know it's up in the air, okay, fireworks. It's up in the air and things are above you. But if I'm out there and I'm already anchored and I see these large boats come in there and they anchor in front of you, I know I'm a little petty, but I don't like my view to be blocked. There's another courtesy.
Yeah.
Right?
Have etiquette when
have a little
everybody.
Etiquette there, you know. Kind of anchor away from people and don't get in their area too much, you know.
I
like to see them start and finish, you know. I don't want to see the halfway show.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
I know that's petty, but anyway, yeah, kind of watch that when you anchor. You know?
As they say, we all have our own little idiosyncrasies.
Oh, we do. We do. We do. So,
all right, what you got down here next?
So, yeah, 850-437-1620, in case you have a question about this or a comment. Maybe you dealt with this stuff that I've been dealing with, too. You know, so you talk to us about that, 850-437-1620. Everybody's probably getting barbecue ready today.
Everybody is, they're getting the barbecue going.
But they're listening.
Ready, and they're listening.
They just have nothing to say because they're eating barbecue or getting ready. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Putting the potato salad together.
Yeah, exactly. Know the local rules and the zones you're going to be in. We just talked about that. So there are zones that you're allowed to be in. Okay.
Oh, talk about that.
Yeah. So you need to be in certain areas where they want you to anchor up and stuff, and where you're not in an area that where debris can fall on you. Of course, if something goes badly wrong, like you said, that 1,200 foot range kind of thing. I mean, you don't want to be right up on top of that barge anyway.
No, definitely not. And they'll move you. They will move you away from it. Sure.
And it's safety and common courtesy, you know, that kind of stuff. So that helps you also avoid overloading your boat.
Right.
You know, you got a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have to worry about it too much, you know. So you got a bunch of friends and your boat's ready for, you know, 15 people. Don't put 40 people on your boat.
Correct. Not a good idea.
You know?
Not a good idea.
I don't like more than 4 or 5 people on my boat at a time. I like a little room and kind of stuff, you know. I don't like it crowded, you know.
Yeah.
What do you go boating for?
Relaxation.
Enjoy things away from people.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's most people. That's what they do. You know. So the boat ramps and stuff, you hate that area because there's people. But once you get on the water, you got to get away from them, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
So, yeah. So they tell the AI said, you know, avoid overloading your boat, which is very smart.
Well, there's a weight capacity for the boat, too,
right?
Weight, I mean,
weight and amount of people and all that stuff. So I have seen a lot of boats out there with a lot of people on it.
Yeah.
And you wonder and you go, you know, wow, like Blue Angels and all that. That's coming up next weekend.
Right.
After this.
We'll talk about that, too.
Going to be busy.
Yeah.
Going to be busy.
For sure.
And I've seen people load those boats down. Keep a fire extinguisher handy.
Well, then that goes in hand with one that you skipped over here. Don't bring fireworks on the boat.
Right. I'm 100% against that.
Yep.
You should not have that. I don't think you should have any fire on a boat.
Period.
You know they have little fire pits for boats, kind of like gas fire pits and stuff now?
Really?
It's weird.
That seems very dangerous
to me. It does.
I mean, there's still gasoline.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have those kind of things.
Well, unless it's a yacht.
Still.
I mean, a big yacht.
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, there's certain fuels that, you know,
the,
if
the
it's
Miami
diesel,
kind of yachts.
Yeah, if it's diesel, there's we have those around here.
We do. I've seen them parked downtown.
Yeah, there are a few around. Mm-hmm. There's a few around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so no fire on a boat, you know.
It's just.
You can't smoke on my boat.
Well,
that's one thing. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a no-brainer, but. People do it.
I don't let
people
it happen. I've seen technicians smoke on people's boats.
That's not good.
Dealerships and stuff. And I'm like, no.
No.
People don't smoke as much as they used to.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah,
that's
so that's a good thing.
That's for sure.
You know, so, yeah. So, be patient. That's the next thing, okay? So, when it's all over, take your time. Like, I'm not going to pull anchor and start headed right back to the boat ramp. I'm going to wait.
It's not a race.
It's not a race. And you're going to...
Relax.
If you're racing other people, relax.
Have fun.
Take a breath. Just, you know, put your gear away, get ready to go, get your plan for the anchor. Yeah, just hang out a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy the quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch all the idiots. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? Watch all the people run back to the boat ramp.
Yes.
Yeah, I did it. So watch all the people rush back to the boat ramp and they get jammed up at the boat ramp.
Right.
You
so
know,
then you're going to have to wait
and
there
wait in
anyway.
Line. I've done this down at Mahogany Mill. I'm coming back in from a fireworks show, and I'm sitting in line waiting, moving the boat, shifting the boat, moving it back and forth, waiting on the next boat to get pulled out, and the next so you can get to the dock.
That's
you're
not
back
fun.
15 boats back, so why do that, right?
Just relax.
Let them go. Let them get their boats loaded, and you come back to the dock. You got one or two at the dock. You get on the dock. You put your boat on the trailer. Good deal, right?
Works for me.
So patience really works well. And then a float plan.
This is important. We've talked about this before, but explain what that is.
Yeah, let people know where you're putting in at, what time you're going to put in, where you're going, when you're coming back. Okay, that way you have somebody on shore, so if you don't come back on time or whatever, you know, they can call the authorities, and the authorities can make the decision whether they need to come look for you or not.
Right.
You know?
And you should do that all the time, not just on a special occasion.
Yeah, you should do it every time you leave a dock.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
Because it just takes a few minutes for something to happen. And then you don't know if the people don't come back, those minutes that when you call somebody, that could save their lives, right?
Of course. Well, and the thing is, when you're out on the water, sometimes you lose your cell phone connection, you lose your internet connection, and we're so spoiled by all that. We think we have instant contact,
right?
But you don't. If you're far enough out on the water, you may not have it.
No.
And
if
your boat engine dies or something, and you're stuck out there, what are you
going
to do?
So let people know when you're going, where you're putting in at, the direction you're going, when you're coming back, and all that stuff. That way, if something happens, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so do that.
I think
too.
That AI gave you a pretty good list
they did.
Here.
Yeah. So I think I could work for AI. So I'm gonna apply.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence.
That stands for.
Yeah, let me work on that.
A different meeting.
Oh
there.
Yeah. Next week we're gonna talk about Blue Angel Show, what to do out there, and that kind of stuff. I'll be in here on Friday.
Excellent.
If you want to go to Blue Angels, Friday show is a good show to go to. Thursday show, the practice show is a good one to go to as well. That's always good. So you can go check out those shows too. It's a little less, a little less crowded at the Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday's a full blown show as well.
Okay.
Okay. Thursday is a practice show. You get to see the Blues fly. Okay.
Gotcha.
So, who wouldn't just want to see them fly versus everything else, right? So it's all fun, but it's a full day. We got a question?
Quick question. We only have about 30 seconds here. Where's a good place to go railing to get the railing fixed and welded on a pontoon?
Okay. There's a lot of places around town. Just Google welding shops around. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any.
Does Key Marine do something like that?
They can recommend for sure.
Oh, so check with Key Marine.
Yeah,
that's
check with them out, and then they can do that. There are some shops around there.
Okay, got another text in that says, good show today. Always appreciate Stefan.
Thank you very much. You sure wasn't Stefan?
No, I'm not sure.
I'll see y'all next week.
Right.
Thank
Happy
you very
Fourth
much.
Of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy sailing. Enjoy the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back on Pep Talk right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.